Hello, once again, we're back. We survived the initial recording of Bear With Us, the podcast, and we're back for a second.
We're back.
Back for a second episode. thank you guys for engaging and all the follows and messages we have been getting and surprising amount of support we've received.
We have the best fans in the world.
I see what you did there. You did like an accent to represent another part of the
like
world.
Yes, like ho ho.
You're Pierre Escargot all of a sudden.
Congratulations if you made it through our first episode.
Yeah, I commend you.
There will be growing pains for sure. Hopefully you dug it. This week, we are going to talk a little bit more in depth. This is hopefully what the show is going to be a little bit more like. We're going to find a subject. We're going to pick it apart. Hopefully you and your partner learn something from it or enjoy it or maybe learn what not to do. Maybe we can be a cautionary tale.
What I think is cool is I think sometimes, like even when I listen to certain podcasts, it's something will get brought up and I'm like, ooh, I really wish that Matt was listening to this with me. So it's something that we can discuss rather than me having to bring it up on my own. So if there's a certain episode or a certain subject or topic that we're diving into, if you can listen to it with your significant other and then you guys can discuss rather than having that awkward conversation of having to bring it up on your own, I'm kind of hoping that that can help you guys too, that that's what this podcast can do.
Once again, Leah has her beloved beverage in hand. Just a reminder, for the whole month of June, head over to capocagna.com. That's CapoCagna.com. Use the code BEARWITHUS, BARE. And guess what? You get 20% off your order.
20%!
It is tremendous wine. It is
tremendous.
Bougie on a budget.
Budget.
And
it's not for wine snobs.
It's not for wine snobs. It won't break the bank. It's delicious. It does the trick. And maybe it'll make it easier to have some conversations with your significant other when you're a little lubricated by some California wine.
I love a good lubrication.
We know you do. that is another episode for another day. Although, hey, who knows? If things work out well, maybe we'll all need some. So this week, we're going to talk a little bit about something that is probably a conversation most couples have had.
Totally. I guarantee most couples have fought over this topic.
Well, hopefully we do not instigate any fights between you and your significant other.
So we are talking today about privacy, basically. It's a good overarching theme as pertains to social media, cell phones, anything that requires a password.
So what we wanted to discuss was the mindset that some people share that they like to let their partners have access to their social media and whether that's a good thing, a bad thing, something that's necessary or something we should stay away from altogether.
But not only social media, I just think phones in general, right? Like text messages, emails,
totally,
photos, anything like beyond just social media, just access to the other person's phone. Because our lives are on our phones. Every single thing about us is on our phones. I think it's beyond just social media. Obviously, nowadays, it's a lot different with social. Like 10 years ago, it wasn't as crazy with the Instagram and Facebook and everything. But
social media is definitely a focus because the problems seem to arise all the time. The potential for problems are always there. So we'll spread it out a little bit. We'll branch out into all forms of communication or media or privacy, basically is what we're getting at.
Right.
What is your opinion on sharing your social media or phone passwords or all of those things we just mentioned with me, your partner?
I feel like I'm going to burp. Sorry.
Wow. We're off to a tremendous start.
As you can tell, I've never done this before. This is sort of his forte. So, okay, first and foremost, I want to say, if you feel like you need to snoop through your partner's phone, to me, that means you don't trust them. To me, that means there's a little inkling, there's a little, you know, thought maybe in the back of your head that I need to go through their phone because I feel like they're not being completely honest. And to me, if that is the case, that's your red flag. You don't even need to go on their phone because if you're feeling like you need to, there you go. You don't trust them. There's some sort of issue going on. I don't need to look through your phone. There's nothing telling me that I'm like, okay, you know what? He's acting a little fishy. Something's happening. I just want to like take a little, just a little snoop, if you will. I don't feel that with you. I've been in relationships in the past where I have snooped and I'm not proud of it, but because I snooped, I found things I didn't want to find. And right there, that told me what I needed to know.
Okay. So give me an example of something that spawned your okay. suspicion.
So gosh, how old was I? Maybe like 20. I don't even know. I was very young.
They didn't have social media back then.
What is that supposed to mean? Are you calling me old?
Continue.
First of all, you're way older than me.
I like to say experienced.
Oh, you're
continue. I won't interrupt you anymore.
Let me just
I'm sorry.
Tell you that. Okay. So I look back now and I'm so embarrassed even thinking about this relationship that I was in. But he was off in Vegas and I never went with him. That's red flag number one. Why didn't he invite me to go to Vegas with him? Second of all, he was tagged in all these photos with like girls and like babes in the pool. And I was like, ew, who are these girls? That to me was a red flag. And then like I tried to act like nothing was wrong. Like I didn't even address it. A, I was so shy back then. I didn't even like, I was scared of my own damn shadow. If this was now and this was you, I'd be like, who the hell is this bitch? Like I would totally just, I've learned so much about myself in the last 10 years. But back then I was just so shy and scared. I didn't know. I didn't want to address it. So I didn't say anything. And then we were like out drinking one day. We were like on the boat or something. And I like grabbed his phone when he was in the bathroom and I looked at it and he was like sending pictures of this girl to like one of his friends saying, oh, this is that chickie that I hung out with in Vegas. And I was like, oh, I knew it. And I stayed with him because I was an idiot. Obviously, eventually like it all fell apart and like it is what it is. But girls, we know we have like something in us that we know when guys are doing something wrong. We just have like a
intuition.
Beyond intuition, it's like just something that all of us women have. It's like, ooh, you just, when you know, you know. And yeah, I just knew it. And I just feel like I don't feel that with you. I don't have any desire to go through your phone. Like, I really don't care. And I feel like if it ever got to a point where I thought I did, then that to me is like, okay, then this isn't really for me anymore.
I think a lot of times, like just the thought of it, if you were to read through my phone right now or at any point, context is everything.
Sure.
And a lot of things, particularly guys talking to their buddies or back and forth, you have inside jokes. You know me, I've got a pretty messed up sense of humor as it is. Mm-hmm. Something you could look at and go, that's not cool, or that doesn't make sense, or that feels off.
Oh, really? Like what?
Yeah, like anything. Just jokes that you make or whatever. It has nothing to do with like other people, but something that just taken out of context could be like, what the hell does that mean? What is that all about? Is he making fun of me? Is he, right. You know? I think that just kind of, you're asking for issues that aren't actually issues
right,
without
creating,
context.
Right,
without context. Yeah. Context is everything. If you are suspicious of something and you look at a text message from me to that person and you see something, then okay, all of a sudden, red
flags.
Well,
I'm not necessarily worried. I mean, back then, like the story I'm telling, I was 20 years old. He's sending pictures of a girl to his friend. But I feel like now if I were to look through your phone and I'm seeing you text any of your buddies, I wouldn't even look twice or think twice about anything you're texting them. It's like, oh, who is this chick that he's texting? Or who is this number? I don't know this number. Do you know what I mean? That,
right,
to me, would be a red flag. What you talk about and joke about with your friends is completely, to me, harmless.
And I think phones are like a whole other level of privacy
totally,
to everybody,
yeah,
across the board. Because
especially nowadays, our lives are on our phones.
Right,
everything.
Right. Is there ever a time, in your opinion, where it may be necessary to share passwords to where it's for the benefit of the relationship?
So I actually did some research. I knew we were going to be talking about this today. Do you know that 70% of couples share their passwords with their significant other?
I was not aware of that. That's a pretty impressive number.
70%.
That's a pretty great number, actually.
A, that means there's a lot of insecure people out there. Or B, it's just that's what they do in their relationship. Like that's – and you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put this disclaimer out there. Every couple is different. The way Matt and I do things is not going to be the same way that you and your partner do things. So however you choose to live and go through your relationship is fine. But if maybe you're having some sort of issue when it comes to trust and social media, maybe it's like, hey, look at my freaking DMs. Like, there's nothing here. And if that's what they have to do, what they have to see in order to, you know, move on, then cool. But if you're not cool with them seeing it and there's really nothing for them to worry about, I don't know. It's kind of a red flag to me.
We started the conversation. It was more social media based because that is exactly that. It's based around being social and interacting, mm-hmm, with other people. from my personal perspective, it's the first time I've been in a relationship with somebody who's in the public eye. While I'm confident in, you know, who you are and what we are, so if I see you post a picture of yourself in your underwear or in a bikini, I'm going like, oh yeah, that's mine. That's my partner. Mm-hmm. I take like a bit of pride in it. However, I would be lying if I
knew there was a however.
Yeah, if I didn't look at, you know, on the Instagram post and check some of the comments, and then and it's just gross. You know what I mean? And
sure. Then well, imagine from my perspective, even some of the comments, it's like, you're ugly, you look like a horse, oh, you look like a drag queen. It's like, first of all, a drag queen is a compliment, so thank you, honey.
But I want to talk about posts. Like, how do you feel about someone liking someone else's post?
You mean on Instagram or something?
On Instagram.
Like a thirst trap post?
Like a thirst trap post.
I'm really interested in getting good at thirst traps. I want to become like Mr. Thirst Trap.
You're basically, like, you're on your way, I would say.
I've decided to teach myself how to use the timer on my phone camera, as you know.
Getting some really sexy photos as of late.
And it's all for research and development purposes, because I'm rarely in any sort of situation where it could benefit either of us.
Oh, well, it benefits me. That's for damn sure.
Well, good. I'm glad it benefited you.
I looked at those photos a lot when I was away from you.
Wow. Good to know. You know what I mean. Good to know. But what about other posts that got your blood flowing and boiling to certain regions?
Okay. So I think it's a big point of contention, if you will. I'm going to use one of your words that you always say. When couples, they fight over if, like, their significant other likes a post of another. Like, say it's a girl getting mad at their boyfriend for liking another photo of a babe, or vice versa. Or if you're dating a dude and you're another dude and they're liking another photo of another hot dude, like, does your partner get upset over that? Thoughts?
Are you asking me if I get upset
over
that?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on
that? I think that's all kind of fair game. Like, it's to me completely it's harmless to like somebody's photo.
Sure.
But back to the other conversation about, like, DMs. Different conversation. Not okay with it at all.
Right.
Giving or receiving. And I understand, obviously, we discussed that we're in a different situation being in the public eye.
Sure.
We're more inclined. But
so how would you feel if I'm liking photos of hot guys?
It depends.
Like,
on the
thirsty photos of hot guys.
Like, if it's some dude that's got 500,000 followers because he's a male model, or, like, there's a dude I follow, Mariano DeVaio. I think he's, like, an Italian dude. He just has cool style. He's got a million followers or whatever.
Sure.
If you were, like, liking his photo, I'm not like, oh, man, she's into that right. Dude. It's like, oh.
Someone that we know, for example.
I think someone that we know is even safer to me, in my eyes. We work with a lot of beautiful men and women.
Right.
So if one of the girls we work with, who we're friends with and we socialize with or have had drinks with or just talk to backstage, someone posts, like, a bikini photo. Like, my instinct isn't, oh, man, I really want to, you know, do this, that, and the other thing to her. It's
well,
like,
I hope not.
But I'm saying, okay, I'm going to like this person's photo. Conversely, if some dude that we work with is jacked out of his mind and posts some awesome photo of him looking great and you like it, I'm not like, oh, God, you clearly want to sleep with that dude.
Sure.
I think
we didn't get in a fight over it, but I remember I said something to you once about you liking some chick's photo, and it was someone that you had – I had known that you had something with years ago or whenever. I don't even know. And you liked her photo. It was a picture of her ass in underwear. And I was like, ew. Like, why is he liking this photo? And maybe that's me being insecure. Maybe. And it wasn't someone that, like, I know. Or, like, it was completely unrelated. And I'm just like, ew, I don't like that. Like, why is he liking that? Can you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I understand that. I also admittedly don't know how to find out what photos you like on Instagram.
No, it came up on my feed and it said WWE Graves.
So you follow
this
person too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean,
so
it is what
that's
it is.
Why I was like, and again, I totally am with you in the sense, like, okay, it's just a freaking photo. Who the hell cares? Like, I really don't care. But if it's someone where there's, like, history or something, yeah, I think then that's a little weird. Especially if it's, like, a picture of someone with, like, their neighbor or their grandmother or something. Like, sure, I don't give a f***. But if it's, like, a picture of their ass when
what if it's a picture of their ass while they're with their grandmother? Is that acceptable?
That's intriguing, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, this is going to be a no from me, dog. I don't like it.
I like that you turned into Randy Jackson.
Maybe that makes me insecure. I don't know. I feel like I'm not an insecure person. I'm very, like, cool. Like, I don't care who you look at. Look at whoever you want all day long. You come home with me, that's all that matters.
Right. I'm pretty oblivious to what anybody else does on social media. Like, I'll follow things that I like or that I enjoy, whether they be Twitter accounts or Instagram. I use it more for like, oh, I like this thing. It makes me happy. I don't know who you follow. I don't particularly care.
Right.
Like I said, the only
same. I couldn't even tell you who you follow.
It makes me a little cringy just knowing how dudes are. We already talked about, you know, the guys will just slide right in there and shoot their shot.
But I think the thing that weirds me out as a dude is I'm a dude and I know how guys think and how they operate. And if you're feeling confident in yourself, what's the thing the kids say? Shoot your shot and jump into someone's DMs.
Yeah.
Like in my mind, I'm going like, okay, I'm pretty confident in myself and what I bring to the table and what I provide to the relationship. But there's always like this monster in the closet of like, oh, well, what if some big time celebrity on social media that has a blue check mark slides into your DMs and is like, hey, you're cute. Like, we should hang out. And then it's like, oh, this guy who I'm sort of enamored with is really cute and he's checking me out. You know what I'm saying? It's more the fear of the potential than anything that's actually occurring. But that to me like stands out as something that I think a lot of guys would probably listen to.
I try to show you like and portray to you like, God, what we have is just so special and what we've been through. You know, I don't think I would have endured all of the bull that we've gone through in our relationship in such an early amount of time to just be like, oh, guess what? This one guy that I'm quote unquote enamored with on social media or in real life to like throw everything we have away because guess what? Most of those guys that are people consider hot or like cool or successful or whatever are probably douchebags. A, I'm not interested in anybody else other than you. I don't care if freaking Leonardo DiCaprio slides into my DMs.
That's a lie. That is a lie. If Leonardo DiCaprio slid into your DMs and at least you didn't, like, respond and let me know about it.
Well, I would let you know about it, okay. For sure, if Leonardo DiCaprio slid into my DMs. But he hasn't. So, until then, we're good.
Also,
I think
DMs
it gives me a little too much credit. Like, you said something about, like, if a celebrity or some hot guy messages me, like, I don't know who you think I am. I'm not Princess Diana. Like, people aren't going to be sliding into my DMs as if I'm, like,
someone huge. Can we stop for a second? And when you're thinking of sexy icon, you went Princess Diana?
Yes, she's a babe. And she's, like, had so much status. So it's not always about looks.
Was Princess Diana, and I don't mean any disrespect to the royal family here, but was Princess Diana even, like, alive when social media existed?
No, but I just mean, like, as far as stature. Like, no, like, okay, maybe I should say Cher then, or, like, Britney or J-Lo.
Babe,
you know what I mean.
You think Cher's DMs are, like, chock full of dudes shooting their shots?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'd shoot my shot with Cher in her DMs.
She's like 70s. That was what this was all about. This was all an excuse for you to sing like Cher.
I just love Cher.
I think I probably had a crush on her when I was about 6 because she did the Turn Back Time video in a thong on MTV.
Oh, yeah, which was like so taboo.
It was at the time, yes. But I completely forget what the hell, we even got on that subject.
Okay, what you're talking about, like, sliding into DMs, and you're like, if someone slides into my DMs, like, you're saying, like, you know, I don't know who you follow, you don't know who I follow.
Right.
I really don't know where you were going with it, but you were about to say someone sliding into your DMs, and then I call.
Oh, I'm just saying, my experience, almost never is it anything good or tempting or like.
Well, that's not true. One time you told me that some girl, like, you even showed me this girl, like, sending you, like, a video of herself, like, in her bra and underwear. I was like, cool. I'm so glad that's what you're getting on a daily basis. Like, no guys send me pictures of
I probably
them
showed you
work.
That because it was like, oh, now they will. What's this, Harris? Let me see those DMs, Leah. Which I'm changing my stance on this entire podcast. I want your passwords for everything. I'm going to start
share
responding
share 12345.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's an honest discussion that everybody needs to have and probably just choose what works best for them. Some people, and this is one of the few times that as a guy, I would not necessarily suggest, but I would understand sticking your head in the sand because I think there's a lot of unnecessary worry and drama.
Totally.
Particularly after like what you're just saying, like, yo, it's not nearly as crazy as you think it is.
Right.
And again, back to the communication thing, that's not the case.
Right.
But if you're a guy and your girl's like super into that, just let that be.
Wait, if they're super into getting DMs from guys?
No. I mean, if that's like their scene, like if it's important with social media and Facebook, and because as we all know, everybody puts their best version of themselves out on that, and very little of it's actually real.
Right.
Ourselves included. Yeah. We show a highlight reel of our day-to-day life, which when we take the dog out for a walk, we take a good picture, and it's like, oh, look at this glamorous life we lead.
When it's like, no, most of the time we're sitting on our couch, and like, it's so funny thinking about like the images we put out there and then how we really are in real life, and like my sweats and like my hair all over the place, no makeup, you know what I mean? It's just like such a different world, and I try to show that in a sense, but at the same time we have to keep up with the Joneses, or keep up with, I guess, the Kardashians are the ones that set the tone for social media, but we just have to keep up with this image. And I guess going along with that, because I'm trying to think of the first time we ever shared a post of ourselves, like each other, on our social media. God, it was a while after we were dating. It was the photo booth
that we...
I think that was the first one you posted, and I posted a picture of us like, oh yeah, in the photo booth, yeah, that is the first one. And that was like months and months and months after we had started dating.
I look at a lot of things, and I think you do too, because of our chosen professions. Being in the public eye, we don't adhere to the standard sort of rules of relationships and, dare I say, society as a whole. Like, we are essentially selling an image of something other than who we truly are.
Which is also sad. Like, I don't like that, because that's also
you,
why...
Didn't you say to me that the posts of us together or with that involve me get significantly less likes and traffic?
No? Significantly higher.
Oh.
The most liked photos that I have are of us.
See, I misunderstood that. I was under the impression that, like, you being a smoking hot chick that likes to post pictures on Instagram...
You think I'm smoking hot?
Oh, my God.
Babe.
But you know what I mean? It's like, I would have thought, oh, you're killing the fantasy or the illusion. You know what I mean? Like,
I get that.
It's like watching, and it's not the best analogy, but it's similar. Like, if you're watching a porn star that you think is super hot and you've got a crush on, but then you see a picture of them, like, with their husband or girlfriend or whatever, it kind of kills that fantasy of like, oh, I could have that,
like,
person.
The attainability to be able to, like,
I didn't know. I mean, that isn't really a case for me particularly, like, that I've experienced. Oh, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like
ooh,
you're
maybe
going,
I could get her.
If I click the little heart, she might see me and
And then, if I comment on this and then I slide in the DM, totally. I totally understand that. But I also feel like that is the case, I think, for some women. Like, that's, like, their main goal of being on social media is to find, like, a rich, hot husband. Or vice versa. Like, there's, I'm sure, some guys out there that would feel like that about a girl or another guy or whatever they're into. But I don't know. For me personally, I think it's important to share. I mean, obviously we have our Instagram stories, like our lives that we do all the time now. But I don't know. Like, that's such a big part of my life and I want to share that. But I also am not, like, going complete opposite where, you know, those some couples are like posting their significant other 7,000 times a day. It's like, okay, we get it. You're in a relationship, but also, like, can we just know a little bit about you and what you do outside of your freaking relationship? To me, that's insecurity.
You mean contrary to doing something outrageous, like starting a podcast about the relationship?
No, but you know what I mean?
I completely get it. Yeah.
It's like, there's, like, those couples, all they do is post each other.
It's almost like they lose their identity.
Exactly.
In the process.
Right.
It's become, there is no longer.
Or maybe, like, there's another reason for them posting, because maybe they're, like, f***ing around on their partner. Maybe there's something, and they're like, oh, well, if I just post, they'll just think, oh, well, I'm putting it out there and everyone knows we're together. And
so you heard it here first from Leah. If you want to sneak around behind your partner's back, just make sure you post a lot of pictures of them on Instagram. It's fine. It really...
No, but I guarantee that some people's thought process on it.
Oh, I guarantee you about 60% of the people that we interact with on social media are, like, married people with actual lives, but they live that weird fantasy existence. That's, like, a thing. Like, people have online cultures that is not their real life. It's kind of an escape. I get it. It's cool. But when you start blurring the lines like that, that's when things get really iffy.
Totally.
Like, people that send you messages or send me mean messages about you.
Oh my God.
Like, are they really that person? Is, like, that person as a human being losing time out of their day? Or do they think it's, like, this fun thing where they go, oh, that's what I do. I'm an internet troll. I get online and I mess with people and I've heard of people doing
that. We also need to have a whole other episode talking about that. I could go on for hours about internet trolls. So we need to address that in a whole other episode.
We have a lot more we can possibly address in the future regarding all things, not just digital. And we need your help. If you're listening.
I hope you guys don't think we're too boring. Do you think we're boring?
I'm bored to death right now, which is why I'm trying to end the show. No, you always leave them wanting more.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? We don't have to ask them if we're boring. We can tell because we have the numbers as to whether or not people listen to this show.
We punch the numbers. That was me being like an accountant.
She's motioning as though she's using a prehistoric adding machine that has a, one of those long tapes that come out of the top. Anyhow, there is a lot more to delve into, hopefully in the future, and we want to know what you and yours are talking about.
Follow us at Bear With Us Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter.
B-A-R-E, Bear.
If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a very kind review wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be on Apple Music or Spotify or Pandora or any of the other millions of platforms to listen to us. And we're looking for engagement. So use the hashtag Bear With Us, B-A-R-E, with us, on your social media. We're going to keep checking into it. We got a whole team working on this to
We're growing. We're learning. We want you to grow with us and learn with us and help us help you.
Wow, when you talk all breathy like that, you know, that's a real game changer.
Happy birthday.
All right.
To you. Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
So there's that. Hopefully it did not lull you to sleep or turn you off completely.
Turn you off? Are you kidding?
Or maybe it turns you way the hell on and you're going to go find the first inanimate object nearby and go to town like our dog Pancake. But reach out. Keep in touch with us. Leave us comments, suggestions. Slide in our DMs. Let us know what you think.
But don't
if you like
it to mine because Matt will get mad.
I don't have your password. I shouldn't tell them that. But yeah, we want your feedback. What do you like? What do you not like? What do you want more of? What do you want less of? I'm sorry you can't have less Leah. She's an integral part of the show.
Dick. That's rude.
We're learning. We appreciate you. We'll be back next week, so bear with us.
Wow.
I thought maybe you were going to say bye.
I was going to say, like, but you already said bear with
us. And you're drooling.
Jesus. Because I laughed. Bear with us.